And so we can record. You're going to record?
Yeah. Okay. Well, thanks for coming back this afternoon. Dogen didn't scare you off too much. I think that first section of introduction really gives you a lot of, as I said, Dogen's approach to practice and worldview. There's a lot of really important sections in that first bit, so it was worth reviewing it, even though we have touched on it earlier this month. But now we're going to move into some of Dogen's examples of continuous practice in the amongst the ancestors who inspired him. And as I mentioned Wednesday night, for those of you who were here, when we read these examples that Dogen gives, it can seem like he's setting the bar of continuous practice impossibly high for such as we. ordinary people living in the world with family and work responsibilities, in a world of great complexity and suffering. We aren't solitary hermits living on a mountainside in a little hut, much as we sometimes might wish to be. So what I'd like us to do this afternoon is to look at these old stories and somehow translate them into our place and time and language, and what they could mean for us. Dogen tells us about Mahakashyapa. Mahakashyapa was the first of Buddha's disciples that the Buddha gave transmission to. And in the text, we're not going to read it, but there's this long list of Mahakashyapa's very harsh austerity practices. I think there were 12 that he practiced relentlessly. And just reading that is enough to scare us, I think, and say, well, what do those harsh practices have to do with my life here and now? And then Dogen tells the story of Huineng, who spent many years of labor pounding rice, even after he'd already been recognized as the Dharma heir. He was a very humble, illiterate person initially. I don't know if he learned. And of Baijiang, who worked the fields into his 80s and who used the memorable words, a day without work is a day without food and without eating. And Yunyan and Dawu, who vowed to sit zazen without lying down for 40 years. Not a single one of us is likely to do that. Myself included. Right? And Yunju and Qingjing, who became so free of self-clinging that heavenly beings could not even see them anymore. They were so free of self that one of them used to receive gifts of food from a heavenly being. But once he became so free of self-clinging, the heavenly being couldn't even see him anymore, couldn't find him. And there are stories of monks who lived, in the wilderness foraging on nuts and berries and living in rough thatched huts. So we're not going to, it would take us a very long time to tell all these stories, but you certainly can find, if you have time and inclination, read the full text. Using the link online. But what I want us to do, as I said, is to see how some of these passages, even though Dogen tells us these stories, he then will just put in this little pearl of practice that tells us not to take these so literally, and that this is how we practice, or we can practice too. So I want to find those little pearls in these lines that we're going to look at. And we're going to do a similar process to what we did this morning, just with the first two pages of your handout. I think it's back to back. And instead of reading them, in the interest of time, because I'm trying to cover a lot here, what I'd like you to do is read them to yourselves. And as I've said, I've excerpted these. They don't all include the whole story. Some of the stories are very, very short, and some of them are quite long. So these are excerpts, and what I want you to do is look for those little pearls that tell you, oh, this relates to my practice, and how, you know? So just mark them in these stories. You don't have to, you know, analyze every little bit. Just read these, and some of them are Dogen's commentary. Maybe some of them he's already kind of told the story, so don't worry about that. Just read his commentary. So this is the whole first two pages of your handout. And use your imagination, you know. What might Dogen be saying to you now? That might seem like a stretch over 800 years. You might think Dogen could not have imagined the world that we live in. And surely he couldn't have, any more than we can imagine 800 years from now. And yet, his times were fraught with warfare, great social change and instability, natural disaster, famine, disease, the ills and sufferings that have plagued human life for millennia. So Dogen was not unacquainted with the very tribulations that we face in our world today. It was just perhaps not a global scope that he was aware of. So what does continuous practice mean to us here and now? Okay, so go ahead. We'll see how long it takes. I'm going to keep an eye on how people are doing. At least 10 minutes, maybe more if you need, to just go through and mark the little passages within these that speak to you. Okay?
Kate, just for clarification, are we doing page 1 and 2 only?
Yes. Okay. Yes. Just the first two pages of your stapled handout.
Okay.